The car that made good in a day. Stutz on this moment of Indiana history. A showcase for Indiana's flourishing auto industry, the first Indy 500 included a prototype hastily assembled by Harry Clayton Stutz. The Bearcat performed so well, it launched a car company. With the logo, The Car That Made Good in a Day, the Ideal Car Company was born in Indianapolis in 1911. By this point, Ohio-born Stutz had already devised the mechanism still in use in today's front-wheel drive vehicles. His Stutz Auto Parts Company, which sold the so-called transaxle, merged with Ideal in 1913 to produce luxury coupes. Although its flagship model had a hefty price tag, Stutz manufactured 2,200 Bearcats in 1917, necessitating the enlargement of the factory at 1000 North Capitol Avenue. Selling the company, Harry Stutz founded the HCS Motor Car Company and began manufacturing fire engines, a thriving enterprise as horse-drawn pump trucks were being retired. By 1926, however, both concerns folded. Harry moved to Orlando, Florida, where he passed away in 1930. During the late 20s, Stutz's new owners rode the popularity of the Stutz Vertical 8 and endured the notoriety of a fatal crash of the Stutz Blackhawk at Daytona until finally halting production in 1939. The Stutz brand was revived in 1968, rolling out 50 bespoke vehicles a year until 1988. The original factory on North Capitol enjoys a new life as the Stutz Business Center. This program is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.